Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 18, The Great Smog of London. The Great Smog of London, which descended upon the city in December 1952, remains one of the most severe environmental disasters in British history. Over 5 days, from the 5th to the 9th of December, London was engulfed in a thick, yellowish-brown fog so dense that it paralysed daily life, caused widespread illness, and resulted in thousands of deaths. The disaster was a stark reminder of the dangers of unchecked pollution and played a pivotal role in shaping modern environmental policies in the United Kingdom. In the early 1950s, London was a bustling metropolis, but its air quality had long been a cause for concern. The city relied heavily on coal for heating homes, powering industries, and fueling power stations. This reliance, combined with the city's damp climate and frequent fogs, created the perfect conditions for severe air pollution. By December 1952, a period of unusually cold weather had settled over London, prompting residents to burn more coal than usual to stay warm. This increase in coal burning released vast amounts of pollutants, including sulfur dioxide, soot, and other particulates, into the atmosphere. On the morning of December 5th, a high-pressure weather system trapped cold air near the ground, creating a temperature inversion. This phenomenon prevented pollutants from dispersing into the upper atmosphere and instead caused them to accumulate at ground level. As the day progressed, a dense fog began to mix with the pollutants, forming a toxic smog that blanketed the city. The visibility dropped dramatically, with some areas experiencing conditions so severe that people could not see their hands in front of their faces. The smog disrupted daily life in unimaginable ways. Transport ground to a halt as drivers abandoned their vehicles, unable to navigate through the near-zero visibility. Trains were delayed or cancelled, and flights were suspended at Heathrow Airport. Even walking became hazardous, with pedestrians getting lost in familiar streets and accidents occurring as people stumbled into obstacles. The smog seeped into homes, as well as theatres and cinemas, which had to close because audiences could not see the stage or screen, and schools were forced to shut as the toxic air began to affect children's health. The health impact of the Great Smog was devastating. The toxic mix of sulfur dioxide and fine particulates severely affected people's respiratory systems, particularly those already suffering from conditions such as asthma or bronchitis. Hospitals were overwhelmed with patients experiencing difficulty breathing, chest pain, and persistent coughing. By the time the smog lifted on December 9th, it had claimed an estimated 4,000 lives. However, in the weeks that followed, the true scale of the disaster became apparent, with researchers later estimating the death toll to be closer to 12,000. Thousands more suffered long-term health effects from exposure to the polluted air. The aftermath of the Great Smog sparked public outrage and a growing awareness of the need for action to address air pollution. The event was a turning point in environmental consciousness in Britain, forcing both the public and the government to confront the consequences of industrialization and urbanization. The smog exposed the dangers of the widespread use of low-quality, sulfur-heavy coal and highlighted the inadequacies of existing regulations to protect public health. In response to the disaster, the government took steps to prevent a recurrence. The most significant outcome was the introduction of the Clean Air Act in 1956, which aimed to reduce air pollution by controlling the burning of fuels in urban areas. The Act encouraged the use of cleaner fuels, such as gas, electricity, and smokeless coal, and established smokeless zones where the burning of traditional coal was prohibited. Over time, these measures significantly improved air quality in London and other cities across the United Kingdom. The Great Smog of London also served as a catalyst for scientific research into air pollution and its effects on human health. Scientists began to study the composition of smog, its impact on respiratory diseases, and the long-term consequences of exposure to pollutants. This research laid the groundwork for future environmental policies and international efforts to combat air pollution. Despite the improvements made in the decades following the Great Smog, air pollution remains a pressing issue in London and other major cities around the world. The disaster serves as a sobering reminder of the consequences of neglecting environmental protection and the need for continued vigilance in addressing pollution. Advances in technology and stricter regulations have helped to reduce emissions, but the challenges of climate change, urbanization, and industrialization require ongoing action and innovation. The legacy of the Great Smog endures as a pivotal moment in London's history, a time when the city was brought to a standstill by the very air its people relied on to live. It remains a powerful example of the human and environmental cost of industrial progress without adequate safeguards. The lives lost and the suffering endured during those 5 days in December 1952 are a stark reminder of the importance of prioritizing public health and environmental sustainability in the face of economic and industrial pressures. The lessons learned from the Great Smog continue to resonate today, urging societies worldwide to balance development with responsibility and care for the planet. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5 Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5 Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.